Kent continues to be, you know, resilient in terms of, you know, all the economic conditions and uncertainty looking at the future. And I think this is a sort of consistent theme that comes out of the Kent Property Review, is that, you know, we're often not as badly hit as other parts of the UK, and obviously we do benefit from our co-location to London. And then I think the other thing that the report, which is really emphasising, is that there's all the infrastructure that's gone into the county, such as High Speed 1, really means that we are, you know, pulling the benefits of growth right down into the east of the county as well. So all that is good in terms of, you know, the state and the health of the Kent and the Kent commercial market. But I think one of the things that was highlighted probably by Mark Dance is just that shortage of commercial space that, you know, we are continuing to experience.
How much of a concern is this, is the sort of conversion of office space into residential? I mean, presumably that's having an impact not just on the commercial market, but also the, you know, the residential.
Yeah, I think inevitably if that space was being replaced by new space, new speculative development coming forward across the county, then, you know, you would see a balanced approach to that permitted development rights. I think what we're not seeing at the moment is any new development coming in, new speculative development, with the exception of the ones in Ashford around the Quinn Estates and some very, you know, the Gallagher schemes. So what we're not seeing is the replacement of the space that's being lost through permitted development rights. And, you know, until that can be resolved, then, you know, we will always have this imbalance of, you know, increasing demand, but a dwindling supply of stock.
At what point do we get to the point where Kent is becoming less attractive to businesses moving here because there isn't enough space? At what point does that happen?
Well, fortunately, we're not at that point yet. All it means is that my team have to work harder. And obviously working with the agents as we do. I mean, everyone that's in this room this morning, you know, we work very closely with, and I have to say they give us fantastic support. I mean, we're all in the same position. We're all looking to support, you know, not just Kent's economy, but we're also helping occupiers coming into Kent. So we have to work closely with the agents, with the developers, and, you know, that working relationship is really, really good. And, you know, it's likely to continue for the future. We're all in that same position.
There are always winners, though, aren't there, as well? So, you know, the rental yields for commercial property, for industrial and for office space is up. Obviously, that, you know, house prices are up, you know, so owning it appears to be sort of...
Yeah, I think that's, again, that's pretty typical, I think, of the economic cycle or the property cycle. You will begin to see... holding property to become very attractive, particularly if you're a smaller business or, you know, medium-sized business, who, you know, you would use that as part of your long-term planning. And what we need is just more space that can be put on the market, available to the occupiers. And if that's the route they want to go down, that's great, because usually when they own a building, they stay in that building for a long time and they grow and expand and create more jobs. And that's what obviously we want.